我们请一同翻开圣经新约约翰一书第四章。
Could we please together open our book to First John chapter 4?
两段圣经在348页。
Chinese page is 348.
约翰一书第四章。
The first epistle of John chapter 4.
我们要读两段圣经。
We will read two passages here.
那么第一段呢，从第七节到第十二节，我用中文来读。
First, I will read verses 7 to 12 in Chinese.
然后第二段从十六节一直到第五章的第四节，由姊妹来读。
And the second passage is from verse 16 to chapter 5, verse 3, and our sister will read them for us.
约翰一书第四章第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。第九节
，Verse 9，
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。
First John chapter 4 verse 16.And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Verse 20, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves our God must love his brother also. Chapter 5.Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Let's pray again.
主啊，真是早晨再次借着圣灵把耶稣基督那全圣的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Father, this morning through Jesus Christ shed your victorious love abroad in us,
好叫我们能够经历他那个丰盛的爱。
So that we could experience his abundant love,
我们能够在里面能够来爱。
And then we can love from within,
包括奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们交通过在约翰一书里面有四次提到我们如何在神面前能够坦然无惧。
We fellowship before that for four times that how we can come before Jesus Christ so boldly.
其中两个是一般性的。
Two of them are general.
在第三章他说我们的心若不责备我们。
In chapter 3, we read that if our heart does not condemn us,
那么我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
Then we have confidence before him.
在一般性的这样，任何时候我们要来到神面前，能够坦然无惧的话，首先我们里面的良心不能够责备我。
So generally speaking, every time when we come before God, first of all, our conscience should not condemn us.
然后在第五章第十四节，他说我们要照他的旨意求的话呢，他就听我们。 这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And also 5:14 that if we pray according to His will, then He will hear us, and this is the confidence we have before Him.
如果我们能够来到他面前，照着他的旨意来祷告的话，我们就存着坦然无惧的心。
When we come before Him, if we pray according to His will, then we have this confidence.
因为我们知道他必定听我。
Because we know He hears us.
那么，约翰一书呢也提到两个特别的在特别的情形里头说到我们如何向着神坦然无惧。
And First John also mentions two conditions, under which that you will come before God with this confidence.
一个呢就是我们要住在主里面。
The very first is that you have to abide in Christ.
如果我们呢住在主里面的话，他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。
If we abide in Christ, when He appears, we have confidence.
当他来的时候呢，是我们也不至于惭愧。
And then when He appears, we shall not be ashamed.
这是特别说到当我们主在来的时候，我们站在他面前的时候，我们如何能够坦然无惧地见我们的主。
Now this speaks specifically when the Lord returns. How can we stand boldly before Him?
我们要学习了，今天就能够常常住在主里面。
Then we have to learn today. We need to abide in the Lord.
同时呢，他又说到，当我们主再来的时候。
Also, John speaks of the fact when the Lord comes again.
当审判的宝座展开来的时候。
When the judgment throne is unfolded.
我们要在他的那个宝座审判的宝座面前坦然无惧的话。
If we want to be bold before His judgment seat,
我们呢就要学习呢住在爱的里面。
Then we have to learn to abide in love.
让呢爱呢在我们里面得以完全。
So that this love will be made perfect in us.
我们就能够面对神的审判。
Then we can face His judgment.
也就是说呢，他审判那一天呢，他审判的尺度呢，就在我们里面有多少的爱。
On the judgment day, the very measure He uses to judge us is according to the love we have within.
如果我们里面充满了神的爱，
If our hearts are full of God's love,
我们在审判的面前的时候，我们是坦然无惧的面对我们的主。
Then at judgment, we have confidence at seeing Him.
我想我们每一个人里面呢，都盼望能够经历那个爱。
Every one of us, I believe,desires to experience this love.
在我们里面的深处，我们盼望被爱。
And in the very depth of our heart, we also long to be loved.
确实，一个被爱的人呢，是一个充满这个喜乐、充满信心、这也乐观进取的人。
Truly, a man who is loved is a man full of joy, love, full of the positive initiatives.
当一个人他缺少爱，他缺少经历上缺少爱的时候呢，你发觉这个人呢，常常是非常悲观的，是非常不喜乐的。
He who lacks the experience in love, then we could find him often very pessimistic and very sad.
同时呢，在我们一同服侍的时候呢，爱更是我们一同服侍的根基。
And also in our service, this very love of God is also the very foundation of our service.
唯有爱呢，能使我们合一。
Only love can make us be united as one.
唯有爱呢，能使我们彼此包容，彼此扶持。
And also only through love that we can bear with one another and have patience with each other.
我们都得承认一件事情。
And then at the same time, we also have to admit one thing.
我们的里面呢，真是缺少那个爱。
That within us, we truly do not have this love.
我们呢，每当想到我们里面当有人爱的时候呢，我们真是觉得里面是如此的缺乏。
And every time we think of the fact that we should have this love and we don't.We just feel we are so lacking in this matter.
我们盼望能够被爱，我们也盼望能够去爱人。
We desire to be loved, and also we long to love others.
多少时候呢，我们的精力也确实，我们的爱呢，用没有多久就用完了。
But in our experiences, so often that We love with the love we have, very soon we find we simply run out of it.
我们爱到一个程度以后呢，就不能够再爱下去了。
And we love to a certain extent, we feel we can no longer love.
我们就在里面在问呢，说这到底怎么回事啊？
And then we would ask within ourselves, what's going on?
这个爱呢，到底从哪里来呢？
Where do this love come from?
什么样的爱呢，使我能够不断的爱呢？
Where does this love come from, and what kind of love will enable me to love continuously?
在约翰一书四章十九节，他说呢，我们爱呢，是因为神先爱了我们。
In 1 John 4, and he says that we love because God loves us first.
我们要能够爱人呢，我们先得经历神的爱。
So for us to love others, we have to experience this love first.
认识神的爱。
And we have to know God's love.
要饱尝神的爱。
And satisfy fully this love.
And 发觉呢，一个经历爱的人，一个被爱过的人呢，他知道怎样爱。
You will realize that only a person who has experience in this love, who has been loved, knows how to love others.
你发觉呢，在有些时候你看见在街头上的一些流浪的那些孩子们呢
Sometimes you see those homeless kids
他们呢有家归不得，要不得是或者因为他父母早逝，要不然就父母他们虐待他们逃出家里头。
Maybe they have homes but they cannot go back to. Maybe they were abused or their parents died at their young age.
他们是活在一个充满仇恨的那个世界里。
So they simply live in a world full of hatred.
他们呢从小就没有被爱过。
And they have never been loved ever since they were young.
所以他们里面也不知道什么是爱。
Therefore, they do not know what is love.
他们今天长大的时候，发觉他们里面呢非常难去爱别人。
When they grow up, they realize that it's very hard for them to love others.
我有一个活在爱的那个世界里头，常常被爱的人，他知道怎么样去爱别人。
Only a person when he lives in the environment of love, continually loved by others, knows how to love others.
其实在我们里面呢，我们也里头也有爱哈。
Actually, within us, we do have love.
我们呢，在天然里头呢，真是有那个能力去爱的。
In our natural nature, we do have this ability to love.
但是呢，人的爱呢是何等样的有限。
However, man's love is so limited.
他呢是他受到许许多多的限制。
This love is so restricted by many factors.
首先，它受到空间的限制。
First, it is restricted by space.
如果你跟一个人的这个相隔两地很远的话
，If you're away from a person, so far away.
就算是呢，你常常打电话，你发觉那个感情呢，一天比一天淡。
Even though you might call that person often, but you see that this feeling gradually fades away.
有的时候我都觉得，我跟我的那个弟弟妹妹的那感情呢，还不如我跟弟兄姊妹的感情。
Sometimes I do feel that my affection toward my siblings are not as strong as toward my brothers and sisters here.
那个距离啊，使那个里面的感情呢就淡掉了。
Because this distance makes this feeling of love gradually fade away.
那时间呢也能够也使我们呢的爱呢受到限制。
And also our love is also restricted by time.
有一个江平他小时候的一个朋友啊，就住在我们town，就在Edison里头。我们呢住得很近呢，可是我们呢大概有好多年没有来往了。
There is a friend just living next door town, but we haven't been in touch with each other for many years.
虽然呢在空间上没有限制，但因为好久没有来往了，你发觉里面的感情呢就淡了很多。
Although we're not limited by space, however, because we haven't contacted each other for quite a while, and we feel you just know that the love between us has gradually become cold.
我们的那个爱呢，那个也受到我们个性上的限制。
And also, our love is also restricted by our nature, our character.
我们比较容易去爱那些呢，跟我们个性相似的。
We tend to love those who have similar characters.
看法相同的。
Or similar opinions.
这受到我们的那个爱呢，真是有许许多的限制。
Therefore, our love is so refined by so many factors.
在人的爱里头呢， 我们没有办法领会什么叫做没有条件的爱。
So in our human love, we simply do not understand what is an unconditional love.
没有办法认识什么叫做主说的那个长阔高深的爱。
Therefore, we do not know what exactly what our Lord is saying of His love of such with length and depth and height.
这个爱呢，真的只有在神里面才找得到。
Because this kind of love can only be found in God.
只有在借着基督耶稣基督呢，我们才知道什么叫做长阔高深的爱。
And only through Jesus Christ, we come to know what is the measure of His love.
但是我们要问呢，我们认识这个爱吗？
Then we have to ask ourselves that do we know this love?
你感觉到神在爱你吗？
Do you feel that God is loving you?
在耶利米书的时候神跟以色列人说。
In Jeremiah, we read that God spoke to the Israelites.
这个古时呢，耶和华向以色列人说呢，我永远的爱爱你。
The Lord spoke to Israel of old, saying that I have loved you with an everlasting love.
因此呢，我用慈爱来呼召你。
And by loving kindness, I have drawn you.
神在说这句话的时候，在什么时候说的呢？
When did our God speak this? Under what circumstances?
他在耶利米书里面说。
He spoke this in the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书是什么时候写的？
And when was Jeremiah written?
是以色列人正要被掳到巴比伦去的时候。
It's right at the time when Israelites were about to be taken away to Babylon.
那个巴比伦的那个帝国已经是在围绕他们，就要把以色列人掳到那个巴比伦去的时候。
The Babylonian Empire surrounded all the Israelites, and they were about to take them away.
你想以色列人能够明白这句话吗？
Do you suppose that Israelites would understand this saying?
如果神是永远的爱爱我们，怎么会让我们被掳到巴比伦去呢？
If God has loved us with this everlasting love, how could He allow us to be taken captive to Babylon?
因此他们就算是从他们被巴比伦带回来以后，
Even though after they had been brought back to Jerusalem,
在马拉基书里面呢，一开始的时候，
In the very beginning of Malachi,
神呢就像以色列人说了，说我曾经爱过你。
And God said again to Israelites that I have loved you.
不是说神现在就不爱他们了。
It's not that God is not loving them now.
神说你如果看过去的历史的话，你知道我在爱你。
If you reflect on the history before that, you know I have been loving you.
以色列人怎么回答呢？
Then how do Israelites reply?
说你在什么事上爱我们？
In what way have you loved us?
如果你爱我们的话，怎么让我们被掳到巴比伦去呢？
If you loved us, how could you allow us to be taken captive to Babylon?
如果你爱我们的话，怎么只让这么少人回来呢？
If you loved us, how could you allow so few of us to come back here?
如果你爱我们的话，为什么现在还在仇敌的轭底下呢？
If you loved us, why is we're still under the rule of our enemy?
所以以色列人不能够明白神的爱。
So Israelites could not understand God's love.
有的时候呢，我真的觉得这个问题实在是我们里面的问题。
And sometimes I feel this same question is ours.
神你真的爱我吗？
We say, God, do you really love us?
你的爱神在什么地方呢？
Where do we see your love?
如果你爱我的话，怎么让这件事情发生？怎么让那件事情发生呢？
If you love me, how could this happen to me and that happen to me too?
神呢，他向我们的爱呢，是多方面的。
God's love toward us is multifaceted.
一个最明显的爱呢，是他那个救赎的爱。
The most important love is His redemptive love.
罗马书的告诉我们说的为一人死呢是少有的。
In Romans we read that for scarcely would one die for a righteous man.
为人人死会有敢做的。
Maybe one would die for a good man.
唯有我们当还做罪人的时候呢，基督为我们死啊。神的爱就像我们显明了。
But God has shown His own love toward us in that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
约翰一书四章第九节，他说：“神差他独生子呢到世间来，使我们借着他得生呢。神的爱在此，神爱我们的心呢在此就显明。”
First John 4:9, in this love of God was manifested toward us that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might have lived through Him.
要认识神的爱呢，我们先要常常来默想神的救赎的爱。
Now to know God's love, first we have to meditate upon His redemptive love.
借着呢，默想主在十字架上为我们受死呢，我们能够认识一点，能领会一点主的爱。
Through meditating upon the dying love of Jesus Christ on the cross, we might come to know a bit of this love.
神的爱呢，还显在那个父的爱上面。
And also, God's love is also revealed in
the love of and Father's love.
In Father's love.
他说呢，在约翰一书三章，他说呢，你看啊，父所赐给我们是何等样的慈爱啊，让我们能够成为他的儿女。
In 1 John 3, we read that, Behold, what manner of love that Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God.
我们能够常常来思想呢，一个我们天父是这么样的关心我们，爱我们。
We have to meditate on this, that our Heavenly Father so cares for us and He so loves us.
他不但把我们从罪恶中拯救出来呢，还赐给我们儿子的名分。
Not only does He save us from sin, but also He has given us this adoption as sons.
让我们跟耶稣基督呢同为后嗣啊。
So,
同为这那个一同来承受产业。
We are heirs together with Christ Jesus, and we will receive the inheritance together.
那这都是说到神的爱。
This all speaks of God's love.
那么神的爱呢，还有一个更宝贝的爱。
And there is one even more precious love of God.
他说到基督跟教会的爱。
And that is the love between Christ and the church.
我感觉啊，如果真的进入那神的爱里头呢，我们必须要明白啊，基督跟教会之间的那个爱。
I personally feel that for us to really enter into the love of God, we have to understand the love between church and Christ.
那么在圣经里面呢，描述最多的这方面的爱呢，是雅各。
And in the Bible, there is one book which depicts such love most clearly. That's the book of Song of Songs.
所以我们今天希望能够借着雅歌呢，能够稍微的明白一点呢，这个神的爱。
So today, through the book Song of Songs, we hope we can understand a little bit more about God's love.
当我们在读雅歌的时候呢，有些话呢，是说到那个尤其是说到神对我们的爱的时候，那些话呢，我们不能够明白。
When we read the book of Song of Songs, especially when it concerns God's love, we really don't understand it.
那个我们没法明白呀，基督到底多么爱我们。
We really cannot fully comprehend exactly how much Christ loves us.
那么，譬如说在雅各第四章啊第七节哈。
For example, in Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 7.
他说：“我的佳偶啊，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。”
You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you.
这是谁说话呢？这是良人说话，是我们的主在说话。
Who is speaking here? It is our Lord, the beloved.
那么佳偶是谁呢？佳偶就是你，就是我。
And who is this darling? It's you and it's I.
他说我们呢是全然美丽。
It says that we're altogether beautiful.
美丽到个地步是毫无瑕疵的。
To such an extent that there is no blemish in us.
啊，我们真是很难领会哈。
We truly cannot fully get it.
主爱我们到个地步，看我们呢是那么样的美丽。
That God loves us to such an extent that He sees us altogether beautiful.
然后到第九节，他说我的妹子，我心腹，你夺了我的心啊。你用眼一看，用你项上的金链夺了我的心。
Verse 9, You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace.
这个良人啊，这个我们的主啊，他说，我的妹子啊，我的佳偶啊，你夺了我的心，我们夺了主的心啊。
Now this beloved, our Lord says that my sister, my spouse.You have ravished my heart. That's saying, we have ravished the Lord's heart.
你用眼一看呢，就我们用眼一看主啊，就夺了主的心了。
With our look at our Lord, then the Lord's heart is ravished by us.
可见我们呢，平常啊，多少时候我们眼睛所看的这个是世界。
But so many times, what we're looking at is this world.
我们看主以外的事情。
We're looking at everything.
我们就是很少来看主。
Seldom do we look at our Lord.
我们就很少来看我们的主啊。
Seldom do we come to see Him.
那个我们主在那里等。
But our Lord is waiting.
当我们的心稍微转向一点主的时候。
If only our hearts just turn to him a little bit. If only with our eyes we look at him just a little. And our Lord says, you have ravished my heart. And also with one link of our necklace that we have captured our Lord's heart. Now this necklace speaks of obedience. And speaks of restriction. Within our heart, if we do have the heart to obey, to be restricted by Him,
主就说啊,
and the Lord says, do you know that you have captured my heart?
我们真是不太能够明白主的爱到底是有多深呢?
So we really do not understand how deep our Lord's love is.
到第六章第四节的时候,类似的话语啊。
Now, chapter 6. Verse 4, we see the similar verses.
他说我的佳偶啊, 你美丽如德萨, 秀美如耶路撒冷, 威武如展开旌旗的军队。
6:4, Oh my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners.
德萨呢, 是北国, 以色列的首都啊, 耶路撒冷呢, 是南国犹大的首都。
Tirzah is the capital of the northern kingdom, and Jerusalem is the capital of the southern kingdom.
说到那个是荣耀,
and all this speaks of the glory.
你说呢, 你知道吗? 你真是美啊, 你们那个地步呢, 是雍容华贵的美啊。
The Lord says that you're so beautiful to an extent, you are stately, magnificently beautiful.
不但如此, 他说你还威武呢,
not only so, you're also awesome as an army with banners.
军队呢, 说到能力,
an army speaks of power.
主不但说我们完全美丽,
so the Lord says not only that we are altogether beautiful,
主是说我们呢,
but also we're powerful before Him.
主是这样子看我们,
and this is how the Lord beholds us.
主看我们又美又有能力。
This is how the Lord sees us, beautiful and powerful.
他说呢, 求你调转眼目不看我呢, 因着你的眼目使我惊乱。
Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me.
当有一天主带领我们到个地步的时候, 我们盼望能够常常在他面前。
Maybe when the Lord has leading us to such an extent that we do have this desire to be in His presence all the time, to often gaze upon Him.
啊, 主说了,
and then the Lord says, oh, don't look at me anymore.
因为你在看我的话,
because if you look at me, then I'm totally overwhelmed.
这是什么样的一个感情啊?
What kind of love is this?
在恋爱当中的那个情侣有这样的经历。
Only a couple who are in love could experience this.
当你看到当你一个你所爱的人看你一眼的时候，你里头心动，好像小鹿在跳。
Now it's just like you with the look from the one who loves you, then your heart is simply jumps just like deers are jumping within you.
这是主对我们的爱。
And this is the kind of love that our Lord has toward us.
如果我们能够 多读一点雅歌的话,
if we can read more of the Song of Songs,
你真能够明白啊, 那个主的他爱我们的心呢是何等样的深呢,
then you would understand how deep our Lord's heart is for us.
为我们更多的认识主的爱,
only when we come to know more of the Lord's love,
经历主的爱,
and experience more of His love,
我们里面才能够有爱,
then within us we would have this love.
那我们呢,思想主的爱的时候呢, 我们常常受很多的限制。
As we ponder over God's love, we are so restricted by many factors.
我们呢常常借着一些发生旁边的事情呢来说到底来看到底主爱我不爱我。
Often we regard how God loves us through the things that are happening around us.
如果呢我开车出了车祸，结果呢这个平安无事，哎呀，我说主爱我。
If I have a car accident and I'm fine, then I would say, oh, how God loves me.
如果我生病了,那么主,他,那个,医治了,哎,我说主爱我。
If I'm sick and the Lord heals me, then I would say, oh, God truly loves me.
如果我失业了，我找到事了，说啊，主爱我。
If I lose a job and then find another, and I would say, oh, God loves me.
如果事情不是这样发生。
However, if things do not go this way.
如果像我们弟兄一样，他的两个孩子在路上开车出了车祸，女儿死了，儿子重伤了，你会问说主，你还能说主还爱你吗？
Or if things go like this, one of our brothers, children had an accident on the road, and the daughter died, and the son was seriously wounded. Would you still say that the Lord loves you?
如果我在病病床上多年，主一直没有医治我，我还能说主你还是主爱我。
If I have been bedridden for so many years, the Lord has not healed me. Can I still say that, Lord, you love me?
如果主长期没有把我安排个工作的话，我还能说主爱我？
If the Lord hasn't given me a job for a long time, will I say the Lord still loves me?
你看，我们常常认识主的爱的时候啊，受到我们周围发生事情的环境的那个限制。
So our understanding of God's love is so restricted by the circumstances around us.
如果没有这些事情发生呢？
If nothing like this happens.
如果只是在一个平常这个生活这个一个规律的生活里头的话，你能够经历到主的爱吗？
If you're living in a very normal, routine life, can you experience the Lord's love?
我们人生发生大事的事情机会不多。
Well, not too many times that in our lives great things would happen.
大部分我们的生活都是很平淡的。
Most of the time, our life is just so bland.
在我们很平淡的生活里头，我们能够经历主的爱吗？
In our routine life, can we still experience the Lord's love?
我发觉是可以的。
I realize that, yes, we could.
我们需要呢，我们的心要够细。
However, our heart has to be very delicate.
细到个地步呢，你会你就发觉呢，其实主在每一件事情上，很小事上就要带领我们。
We have to be very keen to such an extent that we realize that God has been leading me even in small matters.
如果我们心够细的话呢，发觉呢，他其实呢，就在最平淡的生活里头呢，主都与我们同在，他都在爱我们。
If our heart is fine enough, then we realize that even in our daily routine lives, that the Lord has been leading us.
为我们呢，更多的思想主的爱，饱尝主的爱的时候呢，他的爱才能够充满我们。我们里面才会有爱。
If we meditate more on His love and taste more His love, and His love will fill us, we will know it.
对着这个爱呢，我们要回应。
However, toward this love, we need to respond.
我们不但是领受主的爱了，我们还要回去来爱神。
Not only do we receive God's love, but in return, we have to love Him.
在雅歌里面也说到许多啊，这个女子啊，怎么样还在爱她的良人。
In the Song of Solomon, it also talks about how this woman loves his her beloved.
比如说第一章呢，第二节他说呢，
Chapter
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
因你的爱情比酒更美。
For your love is better than wine.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来的香膏啊。
Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth.
所以众童女都爱你。
Therefore, the virgins love you.
说愿你吸引我呢，我们就快跑来跟随你。
Draw me away, we will run after you.
这个女子啊，这个佳偶啊，当她稍微认识一点主的爱的时候
，This woman, darling, after she knows the Lord just a little bit,
那么她里面就有一个反回应啊。
Then she has this response toward him.
愿你呢吸引我呢，我们就快跑来跟随你。
Draw me away so that we will run after you.
他那个里面呢被主的爱充满的时候呢，他巴望起来更多的爱他的主。
Her heart is so filled with God's love, she simply wants to rise up to love her Lord.
他呢几次呢说到啊，他说呢我呢因爱因爱什么？痴爱成病啊。
Many times she says that I am lovesick.
Lovesick 非常好的一个，就我爱到一个地步呢，说里面好像生病了一样啊，她是这么样爱她的主。
She loves to such an extent as though she has become sick.
不但是主 在他显现天天那个看顾他的时候，他这样爱他的主。
Not only does she love her Lord when the Lord seems to appear to her and seems to care for her daily.
就算是呢，主有时候向他隐藏了。
But also, even in days that the Lord is hidden from her,
不向他显现了。
And he does not appear to her all of a sudden.
你发觉他里面那个心呢，还是爱着主的。
However, this woman feels that within her heart, she still has this love toward him.
就在第三章的里头。
In chapter 3, we read.
他说呢，我夜间躺卧在床上，寻找我心所爱的。我寻找他却寻不见。
Verse 1, by night on my bed, I sought the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him.
他说我要起来啊，我要到城中去找他。
I will rise now, I said, and go about the city.
到处找呢，怎么找也找不到。
No matter where she tried to find him, she couldn't find him.
心中非常的着急啊。
And she was so worried.
那在我们那个基督徒的生活里头。
In our Christian's life.
有的时候呢，你会发觉好像主的你失去主的同在了。
Sometimes you feel that you've lost the Lord's presence.
好像什么事情也不顺利。
As though nothing is right.
我们的祷告里头也没有感觉。
When we pray, we do not have any feelings.
读经的时候也没有亮光。
When we study the Bible, we do not see any light.
你在哪里、
啊、？And we ask the Lord, where are you?
如果是一个爱主的人的话。我们里面有了爱主的心的话
，For he who loves the Lord，
我们不会因此呢就气馁了，因此就算了，我就不读了。
Would not be discouraged at this point and say forget it. I'm not studying the Bible
我们里头啊，我们里头会着急。
Within our heart, we have this anxiety.
主啊，为什么我祷告没有感觉的呢
？Asking the Lord.Why is the Lord when I pray I do not have any feelings?
为什么我读经没有味道了
？Why is it I as I'm reading the Bible?
为什么我失去了你的同在
？It seems tasteless. Why is it I lost your presence?
我们就会起来寻找我们的主。
And then we rise. We try to look for our Lord.
当他一起来寻找主的时候呢
？When she rises up to look for the Lord,
她立刻就找到她心所爱。
Right away, she finds the one of her love.
就立刻抓住他了，不容他走啊。
And then she.Held on to her and would not let him go.
领他入他的母家，到他怀他者的内室。
And she brought him to the house of her mother and into the chamber of her mother, of her who conceived her.
巴不得我们也有这样的经历啊。
If only we also had similar experiences.
我们会不会起来寻找主
？We would rise above and seek him.
爱在我们里面驱动我们起来找他。
And this love within us will propel us to look for him.
直到我们见到我们的主
，until we see our Lord，
我们就抓住我们的主，不让他走。
And then we hold on tight to him, will not let him go.
你看，这个是主在我们里面的爱有一个自然的回应。
And this should be the natural response of this love of God that's within us.
因为主的爱是这么样的深的。
Because our Lord's love is so profound.
我们的里面呢，有必须有自然会有的回应，要起来爱我们的主。
We should readily have this response to love our Lord.
那在我们读的是圣经里面呢，在约翰一书里头说呢，我们怎么知道我们爱我们的主呢
？First John, as we read, how do we know we love our Lord?
我们知道神的爱在什么地方显现呢
？We know where is God's love revealed.
神的爱呢是借着他的爱子耶稣基督向我们显现。
It's manifested through His begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
那我们说我们爱神，我们爱神，我们爱神从哪里显现呢
？So as we say we love God, we love God. Where does this love reveal itself?
他说了，我们遵守神的诫命呢，这就是爱他了。
Only when we obey His commandments, then this is our love toward Him.
主耶稣跟他的门徒说啊。你们若遵守我的诫命呢，这就是爱我。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples that if you obey my commandments, then you love me.
如果我们爱神的话
，If we love God，
我们里面有一个盼望，有一个有一个这个带领就要来遵守神的诫命。
And within us, we have this hope, we have this leading that we want to obey His commandments.
我们常常讲诫命的时候呢，都是想到许许多的那个画的给我们画的圈圈呐、啊，所以设了很多的藩篱呀，哈，这个很多的规条啊。
As we think of God's commandments, we always think that.These are the refinements. These are the rituals, the rules that we should obey.
但是神的诫命呢， 其实是 带领我们呢更多来亲近他，更多来认识他。
But actually, God's commandments enable us to be drawn nearer to Him, to follow Him even more.
如果我们真是遵守神的诫命的话
，If we truly obey His commandments,
我们呢会更多认识我们的神。
Then we will know our God more.
更多的发觉他是真如何的爱我们。
And discover more that how much He loves us.
那么在神许多的诫命里头呢？
Among many of God's commandments,
神常常提这个诫命是什么呢？
The one commandment he mentions often, what is it?
就是要彼此相爱。
That is to love one another.
他说呢，神的诫命，神的命令呢，就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。3:23
3:23 we read that this is his commandment that we should believe on his name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another.
且照他所赐给我们的命令的彼此相爱。
And we love one another as He gave us this commandment.
主说呢，你们要彼此相爱啊。
The Lord
says,
像
我爱你们一样。
You should love one another as I have loved you.
这就是我的命令。
And this is my commandment.
神的命令呢，所有的命令呢，总归呢，在一个呢，就是爱。
The very aim, purpose of all of God's commandments is love.
爱我们的神，爱我们的弟兄。
Love our God, love our brethren.
爱弟兄呢是领受神的爱很自然的表现。
Loving your brothers and sisters, it should be such a natural response after you receive God's love.
如果我们真正领受过神的爱的话。
If we have truly received God's love,
我们呢很自然的就会爱我们的弟兄。
Very readily, you will love your brothers and sisters.
4:11
chapter 4, verse 11.
他说呢，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
神既是这样的爱我们。
If God so loved us,
我们怎能不彼此相爱？
How can we not love each other?
神既是这样的爱我们。
If God so loved us,
我们怎能不彼此饶恕呢？
How can we not forgive one another?
神既是这样爱我们。
If God so loved us,
有什么误会不能够解释的呢？
Is there any misunderstanding that cannot be explained?
神既是这样的爱我们。
If God so loved us,
有什么的误会嫌隙不能够解释的清楚呢？
Is there any grieving or misunderstanding that cannot be done away with?
神既是这样的爱我们。
If God so loved us,
他赦免我们一切的罪孽了。
He has forgiven all of our sins.
我们有什么东西不能够宽恕，不能够饶恕别人？
Is there anything that we should hold on to that we could not forgive and let go of others?
他这里说，神既是这样的爱我们。
If God so loved us.
我们呢就当彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another.
我们就能够彼此相爱。
And we are able to love.
我们就能够活在爱的里面。
And we are able to live in love.
同时呢，当我们愿起来爱神的时候。
And also when we are willing to rise and to love God.
当我们里面饱足了神的爱的时候，我们要回应神的爱的时候。
When we have fully tasted God's love and we want to respond to His love.
我们爱神呢？在什么地方写得出来呢？
Where do we reveal our love toward God?
他说爱神的呢也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所做的命令。
He who loves God shall love his brethren, and this is a commandment we receive from him.
他说人若说呢我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎的。
If he says he loves God but hates his brother, then he's a liar.
那不爱他所看见的弟兄呢，就不能爱没有看见的神。
He who does not love the brother he sees, he cannot love God who he does not see.
我们当我们回应神的爱，我们要去爱神的时候。
When we respond to God's love and we want to love Him,
我们真的是里面盼望来更多爱我们的神。
When we truly within our hearts want to love Him more,
更多的来这个把我们的爱再交给我们的主。
To give back our love toward our Lord.
主说呢，你若爱我呢，就必先爱你的弟兄。
Now the Lord says that if you love me, love your brethren first.
如果你不爱你能够看得见的弟兄，
If you do not love your brethren whom you can see,
你如何能够爱那个看不见的神？
How can you love God whom you do not see?
哎，我每次在读雅各的时候啊，
Every time as we read the Song of Solomon,
我们以后的观念呢，总是觉得雅歌呢是说到什么呢？
We always think that in our mind, what is the Song of Solomon talking about?
雅歌呢，就是说到我们的主怎么样爱他的教会。
The book says how our Lord loved His church.
那我的主怎么样爱我？
And also how our Lord loved me.
然后呢，我怎么样爱我的主？
And how I love our Lord.
确实是雅歌呢，确实从第一章到第八章里头充满了这样子的爱哈。
Yes, from chapter 1 through chapter 8, the book is full of this kind of love.
它多方面说到我们的主是怎么样爱我们。
In many ways, it speaks of how the Lord loves us.
哎呀，我们要怎么应该怎么样来爱我们的神。
And how we shall love our God in return.
我们在读的时候呢，真是被这个爱的思想呢，所充满了，所吸引住了。
And as we read this book, we were so taken by this thought, this love of God.
我们天然人在读这个时候呢，我们只看见两个人。
As our natural man reads this book, we only see two men.
我们看见我的主。
We see our Lord.
还有呢？
And then
看见了谁呀？
Whom else do we see? We see ourselves.
我主与我。
My Lord and I.
我的良人属我。 我属良人。
My beloved is mine, and I am my beloved.
确实，神只需要带我们到个地步的时候，真的是只有我们跟主同在那个境界里。
Yes, God will lead us to such a place where since there only two of us are here, our Lord and us.
但是雅各呢，从头到尾呢，他还有另外一个思想一直在那连贯的。
But there is another thought that penetrates the whole book from the beginning to the end.
就是除了良人跟这个佳偶之外呢。
That is apart from this beloved and this spouse.
他有很多其他的人。
It also speaks of many other people.
他有呢，那个耶路撒冷的众女子。
We have daughters of Jerusalem here.
有那个跟那个佳偶在一起的那些同伴。
And also many virgins who were with this woman.
他说呢，愿你吸引我。
May you draw me.
然后呢？ 我们就快跑跟随。Draw
me away, then we will run after you.
哎，你发觉我们刚才说愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你吧。Shouldn't
it be this way? Draw me away, and I will run after you.
他说不是，他说是愿你吸引我。No,
draw me away.
然后呢，我们就快跑来跟随。And
then we will run after you.
哎，你看这个女子呢，她有一群伙伴。
So you see, this woman has some of her companions.
他们一同来追求主。
Together, they seek after the Lord.
主吸引一个人，就是吸引他们所有的人。
As the Lord draws one person, He also draws away all the others.
同时呢，这个女子呢，她有她自己的葡萄园。
And at the same time, this woman has her own vineyard.
她说呢，我的同母的兄弟向我发怒呢，他使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
She says that my brothers made me keep the vineyard. They are angry with me. My own vineyard, I do not take care of.
她有她自己的葡萄园要看守。
She had her vineyard to take care of.
同时呢，她还有一些山羊羔，她要牧养。
Meanwhile, she also has to pasture some lamb.
她说：“你这女子中极美丽的，若不知道，只管跟随羊群的脚中去。”
And the verse says, "The most beautiful one among women, if you do not know where your beloved." Is just follow the footsteps of the flock.
那把你的山羊羔呢，牧放在牧人帐篷的旁边。
Take your goats to the tent of the shepherd.
那他自己有一个葡萄园。
She has her own vineyard.
他有自己有一群小山羊羔。
She also has some young goats.
说到呢，这个女子呢，她有一些的那个跟她亲近的一些伙伴。
This tells us that this woman has some companions who are close to her.
她有一些呢，这些弟兄姊妹，她在那里照顾，她在那里喂养。
So she has some brothers and sisters, that she would lead them and pasture them.
但是主呢，不断的要把她的那个野牧啊，从她的那个圈子里，从她那里面呢带出来。
But the Lord continues to lead her out of the very fold where she is in.
光有你自己跟主的关系不够。
Because if you only have your personal relationship with the Lord,
你这一小群人里面的那个关系不够。
If you only have a small group of companions, it's not enough.
主还有更多的人他要照顾。
Because the Lord has to take care of more others.
所以在第二章第十节他说。
So chapter 2 verse 9.
他说我良人对我说呢，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
My beloved spoke and said to me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
哎呀，你那个境界不错，很好，但是呢，你要起来，要跟我同去。
Your circumstances is wonderful, yes, but you have to rise up, come, follow me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为呢，冬天已往了，雨水止住过去了。
For though the winter is past, the rain is over and gone.
地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经到了。
The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come.
斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。
And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.
那无花果树的叶子呢，果子呢，渐渐成熟啊。葡萄树也开花放香了。
The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give it and a smell. It's a good smell.
他说：“我的佳偶啊，你知道冬天已经过去了。
My fair one, you know the winter is past and over.
那个黑暗的日子已经渐渐过去了。
The dark days have long passed.
那个艰难的日子过去了。
The adverse days are over.”
神呢，在一些那个神的儿女当中已经在工作了。
And God has been working in some of her.
他们已经开始在回应神的呼召了。
And they are now responding to God's calling.
他们开始开花，他们开始鸣叫了。
They're blooming. The birds are chirping.
他们的果子又开始成熟了。
And the fruits are ripe.
那葡萄树的花要开花，要放香了。
And the vineyard will give forth the blossoms.
他说呢，他说我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Therefore the verse says, My fair one, my love, come.With me, come away.
开始你要看见我的工作。
You have to see my work.
你看见我在还有很多人身上还有工作。
You have to see that I have so many other work.
还有许多人呢，他们需要被照顾。
Many others have to be taken care of.
他们还有许多人呢，需要啊那个的牧养。
Many others need to be tended.
他说了，起来与我同去。
Rise and come away.
开始呢，这个女子呢里头没有太多的反应啊。
At first, this woman does not have much response with
him. 那么对她很习惯她自己跟神的交通了。
Because she's so used to this personal relationship between her and God.
她也很喜欢跟她那很亲近的弟兄姊妹们来往。
And she loves to get acquainted with all of her close brothers and sisters.
主要在哪里才找得到她呢？
Then where can the Lord find her?
要在那个磐石的穴中啊，在陡岩的隐秘处才找得到他。
It has to be under the rock, under the cave.
他不肯起来。
She would not want to rise up.
那么那个他的良人呢，一再的那个呼召他。
So her beloved continues to call her time again.
在这个其中呢，其实他知不知道他的主还有其他的工作呢？
Now, in the whole process, does she know that her Lord has other work?
她知道。
Yes, she does.
她说呢，良人属我，我也属他。他在百合花中牧放群羊，他在牧放群羊。
She says that my beloved is mine and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
哎呀，主还在牧羊，这个主你还有很多工作，那么你就平平安的去吧。那么你好，这个好好牧养他们。等到这个他们起来的时候呢，我再跟他们一起欢呼吧。
You see, the Lord has work to do. He continues to feed his flock among the lilies. Does this woman say, "Okay, go ahead, the Lord, go and feed your sheep, and when they're ready, when they're rising up, then we'll go together"?
当别人问他说呢，说你的良人在哪里呢
？When others ask her, "Where is your beloved?"
你的良人转到何处去了呢
？Where did he turn to?
我们好跟你一同去寻找他了。
So that we could seek him out together with you.
他很清楚他的良人在哪里。
She knows clearly where her beloved is.
他说我的良人呢，他下入自己的园中了。第六章。
In chapter 6, she says that my beloved has gone into the garden.
那他在到香花旗，在园内牧放群羊，采百合花。
There, to the beds of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens, to gather lilies. Verse 2.
他很知道他的良人在哪里。
She knows clearly where her beloved is.
一问他，他就可以答得出来。
The minute you ask her, she can give you an answer.
他在牧放他的群羊。
He is pasturing his flock.
他里面呢，没有太多的反应。
So there is not much response within her.
因此呢，我们刚刚提到的主向他隐藏的时候，就是在这个情景之下， 神的面子，主的面子向他隐藏。
It is under this kind of circumstance that the Lord's face is hidden from her.
因此他不能够体贴主的心了，他还是在只是在那个享受他跟主之间那个关系的时候呢，主向他隐藏。
The Lord is hidden from her when she does not go for the Lord's heart. She's simply enjoying her own relationship with the Lord.
但是主呢，向他的爱呢，没有改变。
However, the Lord's love has never changed toward her.
主不断的激励他，不断的提醒他。
The Lord continues to encourage her and remind her.
不断的那个称赞她的美丽。
Continues to praise her beauty.
她里面终于醒过来了。
Finally, she comes to her senses.
六章十一节的时候啊。
6:11.
她说呢，我下入核桃园呢，要看谷中青绿的植物，要看葡萄发芽没有，石榴开花没有。
6:11. I went down to the garden of the nuts to see the greens of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed.
她起来了。
Now she rises up.
她到谷中去看植物了。
She went down to the valley to see all the plants.
她去看看到底这葡萄发芽了没有。
To see exactly if the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed.
她看看弟兄姊妹们这时候的光景怎么样了。
She went down to see how our her brethren were doing.
看看弟兄姊妹们有没有被神得着啊。
If brothers and sisters had been
healed by the Lord. 有没有地方需要帮助的。
Is there anything she could help?
她起来了。
Now she rises up.
她开始她自己愿意能够回应主的呼召。
Now she's willing to respond to the Lord's calling.
她底下说她不知不觉呢，我的心呢将我安置在尊。
And verse 12, before I was even aware, my soul had made me as a chariot of my noble people.
她好像是自己去的。
As though she went down by herself.
在去的当中的时候呢，她发觉呢，她是在一个尊长的车里头。
As she's going, then she realized that she's actually among the chariots of the noble people.
她发觉呢，她就是在主的工作上。
She realized that she's actually in the midst of the Lord's work.
就在她下去的时候呢。
As she's going down.
哎呢，她是坐在那个主的工作的列车里头。
She's actually riding on the chariot of the Lord's work.
这时候呢，她能够明白主的心了。
Now she came to understand the Lord's heart.
不光光只是他良人与我，我与良人。
It's no longer my beloved is mine, and I am my beloved.
良人的心呢，还有其他的。
Because the beloved heart is also on others.
还有其他神的儿女需要照顾。
He also has other children of God who need to be taken care of.
那到第七章第十节的时候啊。
Now chapter 7 verse 10.
那么他那个主又带他进入更深一层的那个经历啊。
The Lord now has led her into a deeper experience.
他说我属我的良人呢，他也恋慕我。
We read, I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
他说良人来吧。
Then she says, come, my beloved.
我的良人来吧
Come, my beloved.
你我可以往田间去啊，你我可以在田间住宿啊。
Verse 11, let's go forth to the field, let's lodge in the villages.
哎，这次不是他自己去了。
This time it's no longer
she 他邀他的主一块去。
Alone, but together with the Lord.
那我早晨起来了，往葡萄园去看看葡萄发芽开花没有。
Let us get up early to the vineyards. Let's see if the vine has budded.
石榴放蕊了没有？
Where the grape blossoms are open and the pomegranates、
哎、
are in bloom.
这时候呢，她不但自己去。
Now, not only did she go alone.
她还邀她的主一块去。
But also she invited her Lord to go with
her. 因为她发觉呢，她自己去的给人的帮助很少。
She realized that if she went alone, little help would she give to
others. 到她这里面的爱心呢，实在是不够。
Because her love wasn't enough.
她能够给人的呢，实在是非常的贫乏。
It's so little that she could offer to others.
唯有谁能够给呢？唯有谁能够帮助呢
？Actually give and actually help.
唯有我们的主能够帮助。
It is our Lord.
哎，她发觉呢，必须要带她的主去。
Therefore, she realized that she had to bring the Lord alone. Only when she brought her Lord alone,
才真正能够带给人的帮助。
Could she really help others?
才真正能够安慰。
Could she really comfort others?
才真正能够鼓励。
And could she really encourage others?
啊，再来说啊，她说在那里，我要在那里将我的爱情。
And right there, I will give you my love, she said.
我们如何回应主的爱？
How can we respond to God's love?
固然我们常常需要这读经，需要祷告，才需要亲近神。
Yes, we often need to pray to study the Bible to come close to Him.
但是他这里说呢，我们回是怎么样回应主的爱呢
？But here, how do we respond to God's love?
是在那个田间里头，是在那个村庄里面，他回应主的爱。
It's in the field, in the village that she responded to God's love.
是当他去关心弟兄姊妹的时候。
As she went to care for her brothers and sisters.
他关心他去爱弟兄姊妹的时候。
As she loved her brothers and sisters.
他说了，在那里我要把我的爱情给你。
There, I will give you my love, she said.
在弟兄姊妹们相爱的时候
，as brothers and sisters love one another，
在我们在那个弟兄姊妹和睦同居的时候
，as we dwell together in unity，
哎，在那个时候我们回应主的爱
，it is right at there that we respond to God's love，
在那个时候我们把我们的爱给我们的
，it is right there that we give Him our love，
好像是我们把我们的爱给弟兄姊妹
，it looks like that we give our love to our brothers and sisters。
他说在那里。我将我的爱情给你。
However, the verse says, "There I will give my love to you."
是在圣徒同居的时候。
It is as all the saints dwell together.
是在我们彼此相爱的时候。
It is at the time when we love one another.
我们把我们的爱给我们的主。
Then there we give our love to him.
也是彼此弟兄彼此相爱。才能是带领我们进入爱的完全。
It is only when we love one another, then we will be led into the perfection of love.
约翰一书里面他说，从来没有人见过神。
Sir John says that no one has ever seen God.
我们若彼此相爱
，If we love one another,
神就住在我们里面。
God abides in us.
爱他的心在我们里面得以完全。
And the love of him is perfected.
这里呢，中文翻呢是说是爱他的心哈。
In the Chinese Bible, the translation says, the love toward God.
这是我发觉所有的翻译本里面都说呢是他的爱在我们里面就得为完全。
But in all other versions says that his love is made perfect in us.
神的爱在我们里面如何得以完全呢
？How can God's love be perfected in us？
固然我们需要读经，我们需要祷告。
Yes, we do need to pray to study.
我们需要爱神，我们需要服侍神。
We need to love Him to serve God.
但是他说呢，这个爱怎么样在我们里面完全呢
？But the verse says, how can this love of God be made perfect in us？
他说，我们若彼此相爱呢
？If we love one another，
神就住在我们里面。
Then God abides in us.
他的爱在我们里面就完全。
And his love is perfected in us.
因为呢，因着弟兄相爱的缘故。
Because that brethren can love one another.
我们呢就能够，神就能够住在我们里面。
So God can abide in us.
我们也住在他的里面。
And then we abide in him.
那么爱呢，在我们里面就得以完全。
And this love of God is now being perfected in us.
那么在审判的日子的时候，我们就可以坦然无惧了。
On the day of judgment, we have confidence before him.
是弟兄相爱。
It is the brotherly love.
是我们彼此相爱。
It is the love among each other.
才让我们真正的经历神的那个爱的完全。
That enables us to experience the perfection of His love.
我要读到这些话的时候
，Whenever I read all these verses,
我得在里面承认了。
I have to confess.
哎，我对这认识主的爱实在是太少了。
That I know so little of God's love.
啊，我爱神的心也是太少。
And so little of my love toward Him.
巴不得主他把他的爱呢，更多的浇灌在我们里面。
Oh, if only God could pour out more of His love in us.
好叫我们能够起来，能够爱神。
So that we will rise up and love God.
我们自然能够起来爱弟兄。
And very readily we would love our brethren.
我们在主里面能够彼此相爱。
So that in the Lord we will love one another.
好叫他的爱呢，在我们里面完全。
So that His love will be made perfect.
当主再来的时候。
When the Lord comes again.
审判台前的时候。
At the judgment seat.
我们是坦然无惧的见我们的主。
We should see him boldly and confidently.
我们是欢欢喜喜见主的面。
And we will rejoice and be glad to see him.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his own word.
先祷告。
Shall we pray, please?
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你常常把这些话摆在我们里面。
Because often you have placed these words within us.
借这些宝贝的话来提醒我们。
And through these precious words, you remind us.
在我们学的在爱里得以完全。
That we shall learn to be made perfect in your love.
愿圣灵宝惠师常常把神的爱充满在我们里面。
May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, often fill us with your word.
浇灌在我们心里。
And shed abroad within us.
好叫我们知道如何来爱。
So that we know how to love.
好叫我们知道如何。按着你的心意来爱。
How to love according to your will.
我们仰望你。
Father, we simply lift up our hearts to you.
愿圣灵把这些话天天吹在我们里面。
May the Holy Spirit daily breathe these words into us.
在圣灵的亮光当中。
And in the light of the Holy Spirit, enlighten us.
好叫他这些话在我们身上能够成就。
So that all these words will be established in us.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen. Amen.